Well, welcome to the Radio Free Cybertron commentary track for Transformers Beast Hunters Predacons Rising. I'm XV, and I'm joined by Brian Kilby, Diecast, Headmaster Don, and Paladin from Superhero Time. So, guys, have you been looking forward to watching the movie since the series ended a few months ago?
Definitely.
Yes. Except I haven't watched season 3 yet, so this is probably going to spoil me.
Yes.
Maybe just a little bit.
Or confuse you.
I'm certain it won't.
A little from column A, a little from column B, a little column of let's get on with the next series already.
I mean, as long as Jack and Raph are there, I'm going to be totally cool with it.
Baiting. Okay, so for our audience's sake, we will be starting at the beginning of the Hasbro logo screen with the fireworks. That sound an awful lot like static at high volume, I've noticed, in the preparation for this. So I will do a countdown from 5, and when I say to press play, start your videos.
Now, was that 5 or 5s?
Don, don't make me come over there. Okay, so starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Oh, hey, there's Miko.
No, that girl's not as annoying.
How can you tell? She didn't even talk. Oh, now I get it.
This is nice. It has a DC animated movie sort of flair so far.
You know, I wonder if they spent more on that Hasbro Studios splash than they did on the first season of Prime.
Probably.
It did look kind of like an expensive teaser.
Hmm. I really like
this. Cybertron's all glowy again.
Yeah, I really like this shot. It's a matte painting, but it's done really well. It's actually one thing that stood out to me through the whole movie. The blend of the CGI and the matte background is really, really tight.
This is a really good-looking movie.
It is. It really is.
And the good thing about Prime is that you saw more than just a flat Cybertron with a bunch of metal towers. You saw the architecture, the deco, and all that.
Or like a Cybertron with like a green like air spray, and like then like a Gaussian blur.
I really like that they put this in the beginning of the show or the movie, that Bumblebee's getting almost like knighted, because all throughout Prime, that's what he said. He was only a scout on Earth because he wanted to wait till he got back to Cybertron to be promoted.
And I see these opening
credits. It really is knighting, since he picked up the Star Saber for Optimus.
Yeah. And here is all we will ever see of Earth ever again.
Pretty much.
Well, until the next time.
This is the most underwhelming voice casting. Megatron!
Hey, I've seen this before.
Wake up. It's time to start the show.
I'm sorry, I just get like a Dragon Ball Z Abridge thing where Unicron is guru.
Then who's Nail? Megatron?
In this case, I guess so.
Yep, still made of rock.
Not a big fan of the Prime Unicron design.
No.
I'm not a big fan of the texture map.
You know, that toy Takara made was kind of interesting looking, especially since its alternate mode was a volcano with Unicron's face.
I didn't realize that.
And that's why I never picked that one up. Now, this is the same guy doing Unicron's voice, isn't it?
It is, but he sounds a lot less impressive here than I remember him sounding at the end of season 1.
Maybe he watched season 1.
Maybe.
It bothers me a little bit that Unicron is intelligible.
He needs more filtering, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been auto-tuned?
He needs to be auto-tuned.
And then muffled.
Yeah.
Never again will you hear the term needs to be auto-tuned.
Maybe with the bass turned up a little bit, too.
As much
Behold.
As we,
yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Man, he needs some plums.
If they dropped him in the abyss like John Voight said, he might not be getting back up again.
I don't know.
I will rip open Ultra Magnus and every other Autobot until the Matrix has been destroyed.
Up from the depths, 30 stories.
This is when I was going, yes, Sharktacon Megatron. Oh, it's not Sharktacon Megatron.
And, you know, the toy line kind of spoiled that anyway, because back at Comic-Con or BotCon or whatever, not that there was much difference 3 weeks apart, but there was the Cyberverse Unicron Megatron. So that kind of gave this away.
So what do you think warrior class is equivalent to in human culture? Like captain or something?
Well,
supervisor.
Captain in, like, the Air Force, I guess. Captain in the Navy would be the commander of the whole group.
Holy crap, it's Will Friedle.
Yes.
I'm so happy that Bumblebee's speaking again.
Yes. And they got a
good sounds
voice.
Like Batman Beyond.
The movie would have played a little bit differently.
Will Friedle sounds like Will Friedle.
The movie would have played a little differently if Bumblebee didn't have his voice.
Well,
some fan is going to re-edit it so Bumblebee only talks through this in beeps again.
I would be lying if I said I wasn't thinking about that, Paladin.
Then we will have to hunt them down and hurt them.
So yeah. They all spark again.
Since it's the movie, they have to do one last relic hunt.
So did Smokescreen get a new paint job? I really hate to ask, but yeah. Okay.
There was no, like, ceremony.
And Bumblebee reversed his colors.
Okay, because I, again, haven't watched Beast Hunters yet. I'm a terrible human being.
And Ultra Magnus lost a hand.
And in about 20 minutes, he'll lose his voice.
Unfortunately, there's no soul metal for him on Cybertron. Joke only makes sense to superhero time listeners.
This prime design looks really, really wide.
I like it. I like it a lot better than the first prime design.
I like
it. It's a good design. And it's definitely a substantial change from his original form.
Yeah, I like the proportions on the toy better. It's a little bit more slim, and it looks like it could actually, like, move around.
Well, you know, this prime conveys the power that he actually, you know, the firepower that he carries, you know, so it's like the body matches his power levels now. Whereas, you know, I like the first design, but he just didn't look like a powerful prime.
This one's football player prime.
Yeah.
He looks kind of like Galaxy Force prime.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing. Look better if he was
no, not at all. Prime. I love Galaxy Force Prime.
A little bit of Galaxy Force, a little bit of animated. A little bit rock and roll.
Real rocks.
And a chew bubble gum.
And he's all out of Primus. Wait. The sad part is, of all of Unicron's lines in the movie, the best ones are read by Frank Welker.
This is true.
And so the Viacons listen to them now? Or are the Viacons just like generic Cybertronians?
They're not very smart.
I guess they just listen to whoever has the Energon.
Well, the thing of it is, you know, there's always been some questions exactly how sentient the Viacons are, so...
They've always seemed pretty sentient to me, but they are easy cannon fodder.
Yeah.
If you don't stand out in the crowd, folks, you are cannon fodder.
This is a good callback for Bulkhead, since he said he was a laborer and construction worker before the war.
And it's also kind of a nod to, you know, animated Bulkhead.
Yeah.
Which
those space bridges.
It's amazing, yeah. You know, stuff that was talked about in the past actually shows up in this final movie.
Yeah.
It's like somebody actually read the story Bible.
It's like somebody actually cared about writing this.
Or certain characters.
And actually, it's
poor knockout.
It's a trend through season 3. It feels like the writers are caring more about what they're doing at that point.
I love Knockout.
Yeah, Knockout's fun.
Too bad they rejected his application.
Well, it's, you know, I have to say, if they had to lose Knockout or Breakdown, I'm glad Breakdown was the one that they, if they had to lose one for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Breakdown was less interesting.
And the whole Silas thing was pretty cool.
For an episode.
Cyrus thing.
That had some resolution in season 3, too.
Yep. But unfortunately, it made Mech seem like a poor man's Venom.
Okay, so these lines that Ultra Magnus is speaking now are basically some of the last dialogue he will have in the whole movie. I don't think they could actually afford to keep Michael Ironside around for the whole hour.
That's a little bit sad.
He's basically the Rock of this movie.
Well, he was all through season 3.
Yeah.
How come they still have their Earth modes on Cybertron?
Well, more
because
reformat.
And it could be from a standpoint of resources. What they got.
Or toy line.
Maybe Smokescreen likes that body.
He does.
It would confuse people if they changed their vehicle modes now.
Yep.
And obviously, Ultra Magnus is half blind because he cannot see the glowing Predacon symbol.
Yeah, he went to the Stormtrooper School of Shooting, too.
And it's funny, the only thing that we get out of these Predacons are the names. The toys actually look nothing like them.
Yeah, but
there's a small resemblance, but yeah. The scale is way off, especially for Skylynx.
You know, after a whole season where Predaking was the only actual Predacon on screen, it's nice to at least have a couple of them in the movie named after them.
Yes.
Right. Well, and that way you can say, well, this character was in the movie, and oh, hey, there's a toy with the same name. That must be him.
And it's not like this is the first time ever that, you know, toy and media don't really match each other.
Oh, yeah.
And I can understand why they don't have too many Preds. These CGI molds are obviously very expensive.
It's oh, yeah.
Still just a little limiting for the series.
And even these Predacons recycle elements here and there from existing models they had. You know, one of those Predacons has Breakdown's robot face.
By this point, Ultra Magnus is definitely regretting leaving the Forge back on Earth.
Probably. And, you know, not replacing it with some other big hammer. I kind of like that Ultra Magnus' thing has become carrying a hammer.
Yeah, sort of like a golden hammer, something like that.
Gold hammer, blue hammer, I don't really care. It's just kind of a fun trademark. More than not being able to deal with that right now.
Yeah. I was wondering why he was just taken out so early in the movie. I guess you were right, XB, about the not being able to keep him around, or he had other obligations.
Yeah.
The Predacons just always beat the crap out of him.
So Smokescreen...
Maybe he smells like ham.
Smokescreen called for an emergency ground bridge about a minute ago.
Yeah, someone was sleeping at the controls.
Well, also, it could be hard for them to get the Decepticon bridge to work. They're still getting used to the ship, probably.
I don't know, they did wind up flying it home.
Maybe the ship's waking up again and doesn't want them to use the ground bridge.
Gee, Ratchet came from Earth, and there was nothing in the background.
There was nothing worth bringing.
Apparently nothing important was else on Earth at all.
They really
of course not, Ratchet.
My stuff's there.
They really should have brought Fowler with.
Yeah.
He's probably hooking up with June by this point.
Oh.
Hey, you know you wrote fiction about that.
No, it's not 2008 anymore, dude. Yes?
It won't matter if you're all dead before he gets back.
I've always regretted there was never a Cyberverse toy of this ship.
Does this ship even have a name? I didn't see anything in the promo for it.
I don't think there was a name given for it, but in either case, it's quite a bit cooler looking than Wheeljack's ship.
Yeah, Prime can actually stand up in it.
Sort of reminds me of the God Gambit when Prime said he would go, and it's like there's this thing like they're flying in Cosmos. You're not going to fit.
It's G1. Of course they can fit.
Yeah. Remember when Jetfire was the transport for everybody?
Yeah, and Devastator could stand up inside Astro Train too.
Or Omega Supreme, who could take them using only his rocket and still transform again when he got there.
And then there was that time that Hoist drove in Huffer.
You know, looking at that ship design, that reminds me of a Star Destroyer from Babylon 5. Now that I look at it,
except without wings, and it has a cockpit.
He has a stick.
On a stick.
That was a great line. I'm just scouting.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Well, it shows that he's damn good at what he does, and that's being a scout. But now he's taking a more.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be completely fair here. The movie really does a lot to endear Bumblebee, since he can actually be a character all by himself without someone else delivering his lines.
Behold my huge wings and make everyone want to buy the giant toy.
No, it's a stick.
How dumb do they think he is? It's a stick.
But it's a big stick.
I think Predaking's just waiting for him to throw it so he can go chase it down. Throw the stick! Throw the stick!
WTF.
Everything the light touches used to be mine.
It's a pretty good idea not to fight Predaking, considering that he could seriously put a hurting on them.
Why does Cybertron have plates?
Tectonic.
Well, it's made of metal.
Maybe built in layers.
Yeah, see, at one point they talked about how Cybertron just kept building on top of itself. So you've got layer upon layer. That's why you get these old cities in some media below the core of Cybertron, below the surface of Cybertron.
Ah.
I'm glad Predaking gets more focus too.
He threw the stick! He threw the stick!
looks like Six Flags over Cybertron.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe Cheetor was there.
I bet it was.
That's where Cheetor wanted to go.
And but Starscream has a bone to pick with Shockwave.
Yeah. Six Flags over Cybertron.
I gotta ask, who wears the pants in that family?
Obviously, Shockwave.
Starscream,
yeah, you looked at Starscream's legs; they couldn't hold up pants.
And plus, Starscream's just the wife that won't shut up.
And he does sport a nice pair of heels.
Yeah.
He still has a taser with him.
Didn't he learn not to do stupid stuff like this previously?
You assume Starscream learns.
Well, he learned not to go up against Megatron and keep getting his butt kicked.
After several times of getting his ass kicked,
Predaking kicked his butt kicked.
Yeah, but I mean, how many times did Predaking kick his butt? Toss him around? Throw him into walls?
Man, these Predacons sound stupid.
I am hacking. He is Slash.
Give Steve Bloom some credit, though. You can't actually tell which one of those he's voicing.
Well, it's Paramount's behind this. Okay.
I do like how Starscream's wings move with the rest of his emotions.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing that this animation studio really did well. You know, the body language of the robots. It was something that we always enjoyed Mainframe's work on Beast Machines for.
Well, you know, definitely, like Beast Wars, you see that learning curve from seasons 1, 2, and 3,
mm-hmm.
and now that they have the curve behind them, if they use this for the next series, imagine where it'll be in another 3 seasons.
Yeah, if they use the same studio for the next series, assuming it's going to be CG and not some form of cell animation, they would really have a head start on the visual side of it.
It'll be Flash.
Probably.
Oh, God.
Red alert.
Of course there's a problem.
No, that was Will Jack.
Nothing ever right in asteroid field.
And then
do a barrel roll.
That is one turbulent asteroid field, too.
What's physics? What do you expect?
And everything's moving in different directions.
And everything is so close together.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure some of the bigger ones have a gravitational pull of their own.
Well, everything's got a gravitational pull.
Well, I mean, big enough to affect other things.
That is a weird-looking AllSpark.
I think I played this video game before.
And this is why Smokescreen is awesome.
I love Babe Mojo.
Yeah.
What did she say?
What do you have to do?
Is finished.
Buff is finished.
Oh, God. That's what I thought.
He was buffing something.
Given your reaction to that, I can't wait till you see some of the other stuff in season 3.
Boom, 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 boom.
Well, that was a nice parallel of the last part of season 3 where Optimus came back in his new body.
Actually, yeah.
Smokescreen's getting out of the way. Here's your throne.
Hold my evil eyes.
His long face kind of bothers me. It's almost Predaking-like.
It is kind of an unusual upgrade for him, isn't it?
Yeah. And it...
Is it made out of rocks?
It looks like it.
Yeah.
He upgraded every part of his body but his voice.
So if this were a video game, basically you would just have to break that armor and then you can, like, injure him.
Yes.
Probably so, yeah.
But he may have multiple armor layers and you have to wear down 2 or 3 bars.
Like something's metal.
Yeah.
Something's wood.
Yeah.
You have to use all of your different element types to get through it.
So are they hurting him or not?
He needs to charge his Mega Buster first.
Unicron's pretty cruel in this.
He's abusive.
Yeah.
It's not often he gets directly involved with these Cybertronian affairs.
He feels like more of a threat in this than he did when he appeared in the first season.
Well, that was terrible.
Voice.
Behold my power.
So will we get third-party arm cannons like that?
Maybe.
Or spears?
You'd need some upgrades for, you know, a Voyager Megatron to actually let it look like that first.
I don't think it's impossible.
No.
that transformation angle before Bumblebee went between his legs was actually pretty nice.
Do you want to maybe rephrase that?
Yeah.
No, I think that makes perfect sense.
I mean, watching this, I mean, people get it.
Doesn't make it right. I don't know, it looks like it's moving pretty slowly to me.
Well, time is relative.
Oh, never mind.
It's kind of close.
Whenever I see Prime flying around, I can't help but think of Optimal Optimus. I don't know what it is.
Hmm.
It's just weird for me to see Prime fly around.
He didn't actually fly that much, did he?
No.
No.
You turned it back on. That mean everything went on.
See, this is another time when the ground bridge takes a long time.
Yeah.
Ratchet's sleeping. Where are these kids? The kids would have told us to activate the bridge.
I'm impressed RC is strong enough to hold up Smokescreen.
You know, not having the hub in HD, I don't get a lot of chance to actually watch the show in the full high definition, but it's really pretty.
Yep.
I first watched this in standard def, and it still looked really good.
It does. Even at DVD quality, it looks really good, but it's amazing how good this looks in Blu-ray.
Yeah, watching the Blu-ray right now, which is what I'm doing, just looks so much better.
Oop, not getting your security deposit back on that one.
Oh, it's Ultra Magnus' ship. He won't mind.
It's not like he can say anything about it.
He can, but it would just cost too much money.
That's what she said. Where's that crown bridge?
Seriously.
I'm surprised they're like, Ratchet, wake up!
So far, if I have to pick a favorite part of this, like, you know, what are we, a third of the way through?
Yeah.
Almost half is no Miko.
Yeah.
I honestly hate Raph worse than Miko, so.
Miko had good episodes in the second and third season, like.
I hate Raph way more.
Well, they don't need Raph anymore because Bumblebee can talk, so he doesn't have to interpret.
Yeah.
Good point.
Oh,
they sure
Ratchet
fell
woke up,
didn't they? Okay.
Bye-bye. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bumblebee go down the hole.
Oh, I was thinking of an Elmira line, but I couldn't think of it in time. Well, you're a remold and repaint. Of course you are.
Even comatose, he cannot help but monologue.
Ooh.
Unicron makes Megatron look like a Boy Scout. Like, Megatron's like, ah, we did a good job. Unicron's like, no.
I need a unit of foul play. Yeah. I need a violent interruption.
I was wondering if that was a deliberate callback to the
of course it was. They had a variation of Unicron's theme later on.
Well, Smokescreen does raise a good point.
Yeah.
What would the toy line market it as?
So hit him with a big rock.
We're going to need the Matrix or the AllSpark for sure.
Or both.
Whatever you've got.
Man, reception on Cybertron must be terrible.
I'm certain there'd be a lot of radio interference. It's like a big hunk of metal.
I love how that big rock hit the ship, and the only thing it took down was their outward communication. Yeah,
if you think about like going through a car wash with your radio antenna up, it's basically the same idea.
Get this Enterprise moving.
Y'all dead? This is a good place to start. The tacos.
Ooh.
That's where you keep all your stuff.
I'm glad Ratchet showed up.
Yeah, that's the perfect line to sum up Transformers. Or
Jeffrey Combs.
It's the eternal battle.
Wayoon should be in every Transformer series.
Or just every series.
Yes.
I tell you what I was hoping will what I was hoping will happen isn't going to happen in this, but I'll mention that.
Miko slumber party.
But I'll mention that towards the end when we have our final thoughts.
Now Predaking's on the trail.
The Autobots were truthful.
Those are some weird footprints.
How strong are they to leave footprints in cyber matter?
Yeah, that's the weird part.
I'm surprised Predaking wasn't like, that was just a stick. They were lying to me.
Well, actually, it was more like, you know, he would probably respect them bluffing and respect them for their courage in doing that.
Okay, Ultra Magnus, one beep for rollout, two beeps for can't deal with that now.
And now that you have a voice, you can lead too.
Because I'm getting too old for this.
No, Bumblebee's just going to scout. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Ultra Magnus is on. I'm just going to lay here. You guys go ahead.
I really don't hate Bumblebee now.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. The voice helps.
Yeah. A lot.
Well, he's like he's more part of the team now.
He's a real individual now. Instead of being Raph's pet.
Ramming speed. Instrument of destruction. Movie reference, take a shot.
Beast mode.
That was from season 3 also, Brian.
I figured.
Yeah.
So fire beats rock in this universe. It would make things a lot easier at the first gym.
I kind of like how Megatron's coming across in this. You know, he's desperate enough that he's willing to get himself scrapped again just to get rid of Unicron.
So See, that's what I'm saying. Unicron is just...
Nope, proceed to Oblivion.
Unicron, I will obey my master. If that cannon were orange, it would just be incredibly fitting.
Yeah, and I'd like it a little better, too.
Yeah. That way you could get the Galvatron vibe without actually just being Galvatron upgraded Megatron again.
It's just a little more heavy-handed Galvatron that way.
So what effect would orange Energon have? Bring other Energon into you?
It would turn him into a child.
So is that the Dark Forge?
Yeah. And stock footage time.
Yet again.
We can't do all that animation.
Is that from like a card game?
No, it's matte paintings they did, so they didn't have to do as much CGI.
It just looks like an interstitial from like a card battle Transformers game.
It kind of looks like the online card game thing they're doing these days. I'm going to kill you.
And then beg for forgiveness when you beat my butt.
Because I'm into that.
Well, Shockwave does have the whip. Well, at least the cannon arm thing.
Yeah, it's because a whip and a cannon arm are so similar, Don.
Yes. That fractious name is Matt.
Sorry. Okay, by this point, I'm getting like a Tuca and Razor vibe off these two.
Now, Hack and Slash seems to work well enough.
Because you really can't.
Yeah, but that just makes me regret that Scott McNeil's not in this.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
God. Or Gary Chuck.
Or David Kay, who actually could be in this because he works in the U.S. now.
Yeah, he was Hardshell.
Oh, man.
Now, if David Kay had been Unicron.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that would be awesome with the Beast Wars Megatron voice.
Or
that would be so fitting.
At least the speech pattern.
Unicron, yes.
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 God, that would have been awesome!
I am confused.
This is like my favorite Starscream.
Unicron and Starscream in this fusion.
This is illogical.
There is logic in what he says.
I kind of want these Predacon designs as toys, though. They're really cool looking.
There need to be more Griffin Transformers.
Yeah.
Need to be more Bacall Transformers, too. Sorry.
Don's so old.
There needs to be more Cagney and Lacey Transformers.
Griffin Bacall, remember they were
Don, let it go.
That had to hurt.
Yeah.
You know, I would probably buy that mold a third time if they did it looking like that.
The Megatron mold?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I mean, I like the original Megatron mold just not about much better.
Well, they,
they should take the first edition one that they've never done anything else with and do that to it.
Yeah.
That would make sense. I mean, it wouldn't necessarily make sense, but it would be better.
Scale off, but it's an interesting idea.
Because, I mean, if it's good enough to use for Rampage for next year's free figure from the club, it could definitely be reused again, because we know the mold's viable.
Sure. No, it's just one of, like, three sets they have CG for.
So basically, Predaking's graveyard is basically the Edo period?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that one forest in Vancouver.
Or that one cave in California?
Yeah. It's Vasquez Rocks.
It's Miami.
Well, they did fight the lizards in front of it.
It's the Power Dome. Well, I'm sorry, the Command Center.
Yeah, the Power Dome was the toy.
Those are some scary-looking Predacons.
You know, if they could do... You know, if Hasbro was still doing that skeleton building set they had a few years ago...
Skeleflex?
That would be an interesting set to have. Like zombie dinosaur.
See you later!
I love this Starscream.
Instead of Predacons, I wish these were Zoids. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to see Zoids.
I don't understand why Shockwave just doesn't turn around and drive away.
Because his land speed's not very high?
Yeah, and they can
catch him eventually.
And now it looks like they're just pulling him apart.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, he kind of did the same to them. So it's poetic justice.
I suppose. Or it would be.
Gruesome poetic justice.
Oh.
Which I like this. It's a nice bookend to the five-part opener for Prime.
With the Terracon zombies, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good observation. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because if there's one thing that they've drilled in repeatedly that Dark Energon is good for, it's making zombies.
Yep.
I wonder if Cliff Jumper will be there.
Two moons. And one of them blows up.
Jazz to Moon Base 2.
And one of them's full of arachnid and her, you know, insecticon hive.
Yeah.
Is there any reason why they don't just fly down and take part in this? They've got Dark Energon too.
Because it's probably a little hard to fly through space on insect wings.
Waspinator did it.
Yep.
But he's Waspinator.
Waspinator.
And really, they mostly just have to jump and aim.
And then drift
down.
It's science.
It's like magnet science.
Yes, that's exactly right.
The only thing that bothered me, the character development for Smokescreen was to be the next Prime. And now that Bumblebee's got his voice, it's like, no, Bumblebee's in charge now.
That wasn't really the final aim for Smokescreen, though.
Yeah.
So right now, where I'm at in Prime, he's just a little bag.
Well, he still is.
I like him.
So did they kill all the silver Viacons? There's none left.
Maybe they ran away.
Those were the generals, so they got, you know, disposed of.
Yeah. Or they went to serve under Death Saurus in Japan.
In the cartoon, they were Starscream's Seeker Elite.
Wouldn't it be crazy if, like, Takara Tomy basically took all the animation models and basically did their own crazy follow-up, you know, with...
Way to go, Brian.
You know, Bumblebee and Ultra Magnus could be, like, Bumblebee could be a girl.
It's definitely not a stick.
No. Well, it is, but not just
it's
a stick.
It's a special stick.
Yeah.
It's a very special spork.
That's not a spork. Yet another reversal.
Yep.
Now we are reminding you of our name so you can buy our toys.
That look nothing like us.
No.
Well, yeah, we should got two more seasons.
No, they don't comprehend. They're a little dumb.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh.
Burger King?
Me not boss, me king!
Are you the Burger King?
No, he's not nearly as creepy looking as the king. Yeah, I don't want to fight. I want to run away. What's wrong with all you guys?
Let's go back to Earth. No, those kids are there. We can't go there.
That's awesome. I love that.
It is the immobilizer. It is not the immobilizer.
It's Schrodinger's immobilizer.
They didn't know it was opposite day today.
I love this part.
He needed that.
I love how Knockout was like, oh, I thought you were telling that the truth.
Was the, oh, crap.
They can fix it. They just need some duct tape.
If you can't duck it.
Or gorilla glue, but why would you want to glue your gorilla?
That's the worst euphemism, Don.
I wasn't using it as a euphemism. I was just saying.
Hey, we got another 20 minutes of this. We could top it.
What did they say his name was?
You know, how did he survive?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. He's in one piece again.
He still has a toy on the shelf.
I mean, he's lost a lot of his paint, apparently, but...
He is the best Starscream.
Yeah.
That's true. He's kind of an XV.
Oh.
Rude, not dick. Here, there's the remix Unicron theme.
And there's Megatron riding a skeletal dragon.
That's kind of metal.
It's kind of fitting that this comes out in October. With all this undead.
That distant moon is ginormous.
Yeah.
Ooh, the big words are coming out.
They're missing a lot of pieces, but they can still fly.
It's the Dark Energon.
It's a wonderful thing. It's called MacGuffinite.
Zombie con.
Turn on the windshield wipers.
You know, for his ship having faster than light.
Since when does Optimus fly? You should know that's not Optimus.
What? And that's the first time he's told anybody about that.
Uh-huh.
See, and that's what's... He's kind of, like, defeated. Like, oh, yeah, I know. I wasn't the right one for that.
Yeah, and that's like really the point of Smokescreen's character development.
It's like not getting a job. Yeah, you were more qualified than I was.
Well, asshole. Well, it's like he said, you know, right place, right time doesn't... But not the right bot.
But they developed him in Season 3 to be someone who could be a Prime.
No, they didn't.
Not enough.
Well, the spark was there for the idea.
One little shot took down that landing. Ship. They should have done that the first season.
Man, their insurance rates are going to go up so much.
Well, they got Geico.
Well, it is full of lizards.
Oh, a little Carnauba wax fixes everything.
Knockout's great.
Locks Bumblebee, get over here and buff me again.
And the sound you hear is people rushing to Rule 34 to post things. Terrible, terrible, horrible things.
Although Starscream's look is just the perfect end cap to that. This is gonna suck.
Morphing time?
Watching this the first time, I just, like, remarked that this was so awesome.
I want that photo of all them standing together.
I love this.
Yeah.
We all remember the from BotCon a few years ago, the Maximal and Predacron group shots that we got?
Yes.
I would like to see that as a bot. I mean, if we can't get any other way, that would be a great BotCon exclusive or club exclusive.
A print?
Just with the Prime cast?
Yeah, that scene y'all were talking about.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure how else they can be viable to give it out. Like a regular poster, I don't think would sell in the stores.
No, you're right. I mean, that would be a cool extra at some BotCon or through the club.
I love how the Autobots actually do stand back and just watch them like, oh my god, there's a lot of those.
Yeah, it's not like the Autobots really can do much about it.
I mean, even if they had the immobilizer, they couldn't stop half of them.
Maybe with the Star Saber.
Yeah, the Star Saber is kind of super anime power, so
it's fueled by burning justice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's powered by MacGuffinite.
But you notice how much better Welker's delivery of these lines is than
yes
other guys.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. Rule 34 time.
So we just flew all this way with it, and now we have to turn around.
Cue guitar riff.
You will believe a Prime can fly.
I just watched this damn thing.
Jackie, well, Jack, we needed that.
Who's going to sleep next to me tonight?
What do you think Knockout's there?
Ooh.
Well, Knockout and Bumblebee are sleeping together.
They can probably share bunks.
You guys are putting way too much thought into that.
Dude, magnets.
It all comes back to those two punching each other.
Yeah.
That was a nice jab, though.
So what happened to his chain gun? Did he just lose it in the last episode?
Probably.
Shame. It would probably come in handy right about now.
I love how Unicron can torture Megatron and fight Prime at the same time.
Well, he's a god. He's good at multitasking.
He could probably turn into like a golden shower and impregnate some woman at the same time, too.
Okay. You know,
read a book.
Yeah, you know, at this point, when I first watched it...
I don't want to read that book.
I was really hoping at this point we'd be seeing Primus.
I'm looking at Primus right now. He kind of sucks.
Well, I'm saying, you know... They've got the toy they could have based the CGI model off of.
Well, they would have had to build a CGI model, though. It would cost more.
Yeah,
it's not like they can just scan it.
Well,
these aren't simple CG models either. You know, they've modeled like the insides of most of these too, so they can, you know, peel layers away for damage and not have to make new stuff.
But I'm saying if companies like Jack Pacific can do scans of wrestlers and put the likenesses. Pretty good likenesses on wrestling figures. They might could scan a toy to create the CGI model.
Those are humans are way less intricate than like.
Yeah, it wouldn't work the way you're thinking.
Okay. Still, you know, it would have been nice to see, you know, maybe Primus take on a mortal form to fight Unicron.
You know, if you think about how the movie CG models have millions upon millions of polygons to make everything work. These are like the next step down in complexity from that. It takes a lot of work and investment to make a new model. That's why
these are way more complex than the stuff that we had gotten movies like 10 or 15 years ago.
No, I'm talking about the Transformers movies.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'll on three. Fooled you.
I looked at the trap, Ray.
And Paladin wins this round.
I'll get you next time, Paladin.
And there's the other side of the scene from the opening five-parter.
Yep.
Almost made it.
Missed by that much.
Yay, we're awesome.
Now, what are they going to do with that?
We have no idea. It's smokescreen nightlight.
So is there just enough of him left to keep on living even though Unicron got sucked into the trap?
Apparently.
Right.
Look, I know it's the last 5 minutes of the last piece of fiction in this universe, but that's still kind of a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
How do you cure megalomania that quickly?
Right.
Unicron must really, really hurt.
What's a burning?
Well, it is a very interesting turn of events for Megatron that's never really been attempted before.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very Megatron-ish to me.
We all have plenty to think about.
Maybe UK G1 Megatron.
Hey, I'm impressed that they tried something different for him, though, and it kind of works within the universe they've built.
I think if we had seen or two more showing this change to that point, it would have come off a little bit more believable.
I wish the Beast Hunters comic would be continuing, because now that the show's over, there's stuff left behind here that could be picked up for comic book stories.
Exactly.
Oh, crap.
Didn't they blow that throne up earlier in the movie?
No, it was Megatron's statue Wheeljack blew up.
No, but when they were fighting Unicron in here...
Oh, yeah. Well, now, Megatron probably had a throne in every
maybe that was the bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a throne in every room. I don't know about you guys.
Hey, look, they remembered Ultra Magnus.
Yeah, he's just still there on the bed.
Yeah, he's doing his Captain Pike impersonation.
Way to catch on there, Smokescreen.
A little late to the party, but he got there.
And this is where Linkin Park would start playing if it were a Michael Bay film.
Oh.
I'm still trying to get over the part of Optimus saying he had many people inside of him.
He's full of tinier men. And at this point, this is where I was thinking.
So if Unicron comes back again, you're kind of screwed.
Well, it's our job to fill it again.
So basically, it's just become a mayonnaise jar to be buried in the backyard.
But don't forget to put, like, you know, notes and coins and crap in it. Maybe a deck of playing cards.
Or some mayonnaise. I like to bury Miracle Whip in the yard so that nobody can eat it.
That is what makes you sad, XP. Nice little scoop shot.
I want to kill myself so I never have to see Miko again. Goodbye, guys.
That cast is on the list.
Hey, where's Miko? Miko, hey, where's Miko? Is Miko coming out now?
Suddenly getting flashback to Beast Machines. Except yes. I don't hate this.
Yes.
Somebody pull out the Gaussian filter. And the green paintbrush.
And the bad running robots over the hill.
Well, this is where Linkin Park would actually start.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
looks
right
just
here.
Like the Hasbro logo at the beginning. Coincidence?
It does, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh, look, those are all the people Prime had inside him.
At this point is where I expected Smokescreen to become Rodimus Prime, or the Prime version of Rodimus Prime.
Well, so that was the finale of Transformers Prime.
And
yeah.
3 years and
okay.
It makes you wonder what they're going to do with the next series if they're thinking about continuing it from Prime, because Megatron just turned around and said basically I don't want to fight anymore and Prime's dead. So, I mean, Megatron can always change his mind, but how do you bring Prime back for a third time?
Plot could
or they could do the legacy character name and just have different, you know, Cybertronians named Optimus or Megatron following the legacy of sorts.
Or they could somehow do a Beast Wars...
Yeah, it'll be Optimus Primal.
Yeah, you can do that.
I would be okay with that.
You know, something, yeah. Or maybe another planet. Some, you know, another planet.
Maybe a beast planet.
Yeah, you know.
Or
where,
a speed planet.
You know, yeah, that's possible. You know, I like I think this movie was overall a good end to the series. Unless you just want to count this as a bonus and not the actual end versus the series end, but you know, 3 years in a movie is definitely not bad nowadays, considering how many shows get canceled in the first season or second season.
Yeah, the interesting thing is that the TV series ending really can stand on its own as an end to the series. This is not necessary to wrap things up.
And I think that's probably the best way for them to handle it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Epilogue from Justice League. It ties everything together for the Bruce Timm universe, but if you don't have it,
it continues on for another season anyway.
Yeah, but you don't have to have Epilogue. It's nice they did that to wrap everything up.
Yeah,
can we skip Starcrossed?
Why Starcrossed is awesome?
No, it's not. Yeah.
But
no, not at all.
Now, I know y'all know I want to talk about one or two things, but
well, that's it for the commentary. So we'll
you got about a minute, Don.
Okay, well, I just want to say I like what this show did. I like the movie for all that it did do. I do have a problem with what it didn't do. Jack, Miko, and Raph are not even mentioned in this at all.
Thank God.
And I think that's fitting that they're not mentioned. They were left on Earth for a reason.
Yes. I'm just saying that, you know, from a writing standpoint, I wish we could, unless they're planning on being in the next series, which I think would be a good tie-in, having them continue over, I just don't see the need to not have to leave them out of the series when their partners didn't even say their names. So,
you know who was important to me? My best friend from first grade. I haven't seen him in 25 years.
That's the one thing I have wrong with the movie is that. But other than that, I think it's a very good end to the Prime universe.
Yeah. Ditto. Except for what Don said.
Overall, I know it's definitely flawed, but I like Prime.
Yeah,
I do too.
Yeah, I enjoyed it more than I enjoyed Beast Machines.
The second season of Prime was a little bit hard to get through at points, but season 3 really picked it back up, and the movie ended in much the same vein.
Which kind of makes it sad that we didn't get, you know, the seasons 4 and 5 that like they were originally talking about, because I would love to see where this would have gone with two more seasons. I think
if there had been more seasons, the third season would have sucked like the second season did.
Yeah.
I think it only got as good as it did because they were wrapping up.
And it was less episodes.
Well, yeah.
You know, it could go either way. I mean, we've all got shows we love that we keep wondering if we had another two episodes, what could we have done? Or, you know, if it had ended a season earlier from not going so long, would it have been better for ending earlier? So, you know, we're going to have that no matter what, if it's animation or live action.
I think that will wrap up our commentary on Beast Hunters now that the credits have been over for about 2.5 minutes.
Wait, no. Don, time out. Okay, now we can wrap up.
And you're back on the list.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2012 TF Radio Network.